Leia cringed behind her breath mask, and Han knew what she was thinking. They were trying to avoid unnecessary casualties, and not only because they wanted to minimize bad press. The conflict between Dala and the Jedi was already out of hand. If it started to cause civilian casualties, it would be a strain on the honor of both sides.
"And?"
Leia asked. She was stooped over, dragging her lightsaber blade through the last section of security door to meet Jaina's.
"Did they kill anyone?"
"Hard to say,"
Terran replied.
"They took out a ped bridge."
The next screech was followed almost instantly by the roar of a nearby explosion.
"And that time they got a new sled."
"A new sled?"
Han's chest tightened.
"Not Doran and Bandy."
"No, a real new sled."
It was Turiel Tomic's voice that said this.
"Sort of real, anyway. It was rocks."
Han caught Leia's eye and shrugged.
"At least we're not the ones killing people."
Leia merely glanced up.
"So?"
"Yeah."
After all their years fighting side by side, Han knew by that one word what Leia meant. It didn't matter who was doing the killing. The Jedi had started this fight, so they bore the ultimate responsibility if civilian lives were lost.
"Tori, you and Terran better make a run for it,"
Han said.
"Maybe you can draw them off to someplace a little less populated."
"And leave you guys behind?"
Terran objected.
"Think again."
"Terran,"
Zek interrupted.
"This is what backup plans are for."
Even as Zek spoke, the Cygnus 7 was roaring away, its nose dropping as it dived for the sheltering confines of the Undercity. With any luck, Turi would be able to lose her pursuers in the murky labyrinth, then swing back around to pick them up when they had Valen and Gisela in hand. If not, there was always the Holonews van that Doran Taynor and Bandy Geffer were operating. A trio of armored wedges streaked past the breach in hot pursuit of the Cygnus 7, sirens shrieking and emergency strobes flashing, then vanished from sight. With the screeching of the ion cannon gone, the din in the corridor faded to the muted roar of prisoners thumping on their cell doors and bellowing for freedom. Given all of the threats and foul language Han heard, he wasn't even half tempted to help them out. The droning of the lightsabers finally snapped to an end, and Han turned to see Jaina using the Force to hold the security door upright. R2-D2 was already plugged into the data socket below the control panel on the wall, blinking and chirping merrily as he sliced into the facility's main computer. Han turned to C-3PO.
"How long before R2 finds a schematic for us?"
"Any moment, Captain, I believe."
R2-D2 cut him off with a sharp whistle.
"That's impossible, R2. Your processor is no match for a supercool Chin Tachyon 12. Stop that at once."
3PO,
Han interrupted.
"How long until we have the schematic?"
"It should be on your data pads now,"
C-3PO replied, turning to Han.
"And R2 is attempting to outwit Chin and override the storage bunker's security program. He's going to give himself a circuit melt."
R2-D2 tweedled sharply. C-3PO looked back toward R2-D2.
"Well, why didn't you tell us? Don't you think they would want to know you already have the bunker open?"
"Open?"